Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, Edgecombe, Rhea, what do you think? What do you make of it?
So, you had mentioned something earlier. It was my complete thinking. As soon as I saw that, because you had heard that he had interviewed really well, that they said he was nervous, but they liked him. I immediately said the Sixers were scarred by the Ben Simmons experience. Very talented, extraordinarily entitled. And this guy's about as far from entitled as you could comment.
As is McCain and Maxey.
Yes.
They both, all three of them seem wired the right way.
Well, all you need to know about that is Maxey, I never forget Doc Rivers saying we've had to throw him out of the gym.
Yeah.
Like the day after they were out of the playoffs, he wanted to come in and work out, and they're like, no. Whereas Joel Embiid, Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons, that the ownership entitled them too much in the beginning of their career.
Yeah.
It's why Embiid doesn't show up on time for stuff. They want to have a different kind of kid.
And that may have been why they didn't draft Ace Bailey.
Yeah, and that's why I think.
Now, I will say this. To me, there's two different things on the Ace Bailey thing. One is how he chose to go about pre-draft process.
And I think that was the people who were advising
him. It might be.
Because everything you've heard about him is he's a good kid.
Well, if he is, and if he's going to work, then they could have... Like, let me get to something Stephen A. said. I fundamentally disagree with something Stephen A. said last night. This was right before the Sixers made the pick. I don't agree with him on this. Listen to Stephen A. right before the Sixers pick.
Let's talk about what they shouldn't do and what they can't do, which I teased on SportsCenter.
Yes, he did.
This guy Bailey, that refused to work out for anybody. We don't know. We don't want to blame him. But in the end, you're grown. You're a young man. And your leadership, your representation is telling you not to work out for people. You can't be the team that had the process and you were throwing seasons for years. You can't be the team that had Ben Simmons that just spent the number one pick on. And we all know his story. We'll be nice tonight. Because it's the NBA draft, it's about these kids. It's not about him. But the kind of stuff that happened with him, you can't then turn around and ask the Philadelphia public, oh, we gonna take a dude that we didn't get to work out, that we didn't get to interview, that we didn't get to talk to or anything like that. That can't be who you spent a number three pick on.
So I disagree with him. I think it can be. If you think he's gonna have the best career. Now, if you think that what he exhibited in the last couple weeks is a pain in the assness that's gonna define his next 10 years, then that's a reason not to pick him. That is a reason not to pick him, if there's an entitlement there and that sort of thing. But if you feel like it's a one-off that he got bad advice, but will actually roll up his sleeves and ball out and try his hardest, then that is a reason to pick him. So I don't agree with Stephen A.'s fundamental point that he was essentially off the table for the Sixers because of the way he went about it and because of the way the Sixers would perceive how fans would perceive it. I don't agree with Stephen A. on that. But we'll take your thoughts. I mean, we've all been through the process. We've all been through 7 years where they made the playoffs but lost essentially in the second round almost every year. And then we were all through the train wreck of last year. John, is Stephen A. right or wrong when he put it that way?
I'm just sitting here trying to figure out, is there an NBA team that is able to have success while doing it, while putting their foot down and preventing their players from acting like impetuous, spoiled
so rats. Maybe the best example would be the Spurs, and when Pop tried to do it to Kawhi Leonard, Kawhi Leonard's like, I want to be out of here, and then Pop's like, all right, I got to trade you. Because he had three guys wired the right way, and Duncan, Parker, and Ginobili.
And he was tough on them.
He was tough on them, and they accepted it, and they were willing to deal with it, and it created the best culture in the NBA,
probably this century.
Yeah.
That's the last time it worked. Kawhi
until it didn't
was not, no longer complicit, so they had to move him
pretty much.
And now that's the story.
And they bought him. And they bought him down.
Would not be complicit with this idea of discipline and like just consistent. I don't know. I can't believe I'm calling it old school to be like early and like working hard and doing
normal
all that sort
to
of
do
thing.
That kind
it
of
does,
stuff.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you just
the job.
Yeah. You
like,
show
did
be
the
professional.
Job change?
Professional.
Like being a professional athlete. I thought that was you were separating yourself by your work ethic and how hard you were willing to push yourself. That's part of it. That's part of the deal. And it doesn't feel like that is no law. It feels like that part's no, not even part of the requirement.
Well, I will say this. It's nice.
Sign it off.
It's nice
it off.
To
it's
have someone, based on everything we saw last night, who seems to check the boxes the right way on those categories.
Absolutely.
Right?
The young guys that we have.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It feels like they're looking at this the right way, and they're going to work hard.
Yeah, and let's not act like he's not considered a really good player as well. Let's listen to Bob Myers. So, by the way, I think this Bob Myers guy is unbelievable. I'd move Maury out in 5 seconds and hire this guy 1 second later. I mean, this Bob Myers guy I think is so impressive. He built the Warriors. He was all over the ABC coverage last night. I think the guy's unbelievable. He's a free agent GM. He's available. And he had some glowing things to say right after the pick about Edgecombe.
This is somebody that if you talk to people in the NBA, they talk about his character. They talk about his work ethic. He shot 39 from three. He can play defense already. He's probably one, arguably the best athlete in the draft. And he's a guy that you could say, if you're talking about a culture guy, Edgecombe fits that bill. He's a hardworking guy. He's a look-in-the-eye guy. He's a guy that is a leader. And he did everything they asked him to do in college. And he's a guy that was rated high, and he delivered.
All right. All right,
look you in the eye guy. I love that.
I like that too.
I might start using that. That's strong. Right. What a good way to put it.
But we also know, James, what matters most.
Yeah, he's good.
Got to be able to play.
Of course.
Got to be able to really play.
Joe, your Bob Myers to the Sixers thing, there's a way
the
to do that.
The Josh Harris connection?
Yeah, he's a consultant with the Commanders. Right. He should walk down the hallway and talk to him.
Totally agree. I thought he was. If you saw the coverage last night, I'm curious if you agree. I thought he was phenomenally impressive. I mean, look, we've seen him for a year on TV. Maybe it's 2 years with ESPN and ABC coverage. But really watching him as extensively as I did last night, I thought that guy is awesome. Let's go to Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Really feel excited about the BJ Edgecombe trade. I had a huge fear that they were going to try to pull some holy bleep moment and reach for a guy. But I'm just so glad that they didn't try to outsmart themselves.
Well, let me tell you something on that, Ed. I get the impression that they were trying to make a trade up until right before the pick, because Edgecombe said last night after the pick, he was only told 15 seconds before the pick that they were about to take him. And that tells me that they were actively exploring possibilities, which is fine. Which is what they should do.
They might have just been waiting for the last minute for a call. Like,
of
just
course.
Take every second you have.
Right.
Why not?
Right. But, Ed, my point, like, Ed, here was something that was a scary proposition on the table. And I'll say this, it might have been a smart move, but it would have been an irritating move. There was an argument to trade the third pick along with Paul George's contract just to dump his contract. Like, you know, like that, and that would have been so annoying. If we as a fan base had to suffer through the disaster of this past season and then had to like almost give up the pick just to get out of the contract to be able to sign someone else, but then you don't really get the value of the third pick. Because if you remember, Ed, like 5 years ago, they had to trade a first-round pick. It wasn't the third overall, but they had to trade a first-round pick to dump the Al Horford contract, which ironically, because it ended up in the top six, they got to keep the pick, but it was supposed to essentially be gone. Those things happen sometimes.
Yeah, and the other thing on the whole pick, after Bailey got picked, they showed it was just a screenshot or a shot of him, and it looked like he just ate a rancid clam. He had such a puss on his face for the Jazz having picked him. I guess they weren't on his short list of teams, and I just sort of took a breathed a sigh of relief that we didn't get that guy. We don't have to deal with another, you know, aloof talent that doesn't want to be here.
Yeah, so the whole thing is really odd, because I'll tell you, man, when he was interviewed before the draft, along with Dylan Harper, I thought he seemed like a great guy. He was affable. And then that moment with his reaction was strange. I don't know what he wanted. Like, you remember in the notebook at the end, Ed, when Noah and Allie are talking, and Noah says to Allie, "What do you want?" And then she doesn't really. And he's like, "What do you
to not talk about the notebook?
What do you want?" Right. Well, that's what I wanted to shake Ace Bailey and say, "Dude, what do you want? You want to be the eighth pick? You want to be the sixth pick? You want to be the tenth? Like, what do you want?" I don't know. I don't know what the guy wanted.
He wanted to go to Washington, New Orleans, or was it Atlanta? I mean, that's what ESPN was reporting last night.
And so Utah wasn't part of the plan?
Utah was not part of the plan. So he did not look happy about it.
Well,
and that's
why. I'm pretty sure Utah is not part of anyone's plan, the issue.
All right, Ed, I need an answer, buddy. Who or what blew it? Like Ace Bailey, it seems like.
How about when Steve Harvey announced the wrong Miss Universe?
You got it, man. That's a big one as well. 215-592-9494. Come on, someone out there has got to give me bonus points. It's a notebook fan for the NBA draft notebook analogy.
There's no one in the history of mankind that would have connected those two.
What do you want? Allie, what do you want? All right, 215-592. Damn it! What do you want? That's what he says.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.